I am a dumb bitch. How can I not be so stupid and keep my husband? I want to keep him happy. And I think all the women listening too, they want to know the secrets to
I'll
a good relationship.
I'll tell you the secrets.
Yeah, look, I'm writing them down.
I'll tell you the secrets. Oh,
yeah,
let me tell you the secrets.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead. I'm taking notes.
I don't think most women understand what men are looking for in general from life.
Okay, first off, I want to say it's a good sign when a woman is looking for advice on how to keep her husband and how to keep him happy. That's a pretty big sign that she genuinely respects him and genuinely has desire for him. Now, that's not the case for most marriages, I can assure you.
It's not just relationships, it's in general from life. I think, and when I say think, I mean I know, that men are biologically designed, we're evolutionarily hardwired to seek status.
Oh, and another thing, it's no coincidence that she's that age asking for advice on how to keep her man. I'm sure she wasn't asking for advice at 24 or 25 if she was married then, which she probably wasn't. But I would say if she's even asking at all at any age, she has some respect for him. But the reason she may have respect for him now is because she looked way older than him and she may be worried that he could do better. So it's many reasons why she may be asking this question.
Men talk about wanting money. You don't want money, you want power. You want power, you want status, you want the fast car. You don't care about the car. You want everyone to know you have the car and they can't have the car.
And that's what's so lame about a lot of guys to me. They care about money, power, and status. The men I respect care about character, integrity, helping people, loving people. And that's a small percentage in my opinion. That's not most guys.
If everyone had a Lambo, you wouldn't want a Lambo.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So we want status. So every single thing we do is status driven to some degree.
It's true.
Meaning the female we are with has to add status to our lives in some form. That's why we like beautiful women, right?
Right.
But a beautiful woman who doesn't behave and doesn't obey isn't really much status. So when we're looking for status...
Yeah, but it's just so superficial and shallow. You know, guys, don't let that be your drive and motivation in life because it's empty. It's vapid. Money, power, status, a pretty girl on my arm. It's all bullshit and it don't make you happy in the long run. Try to build on your intelligence. That'll make you happy. Learn new things, do new things. Treat the people you love with respect and care. Help them, teach them. Those are the type of things that people are fulfilled about.
You want a beautiful woman who is compliant because it's unique and it's scarcity that provides value.
Right.
So if you want to keep your man happy, you need to think, how do I make my man look better to the world? How do I make him look better in front of other men? You know what? If I were to just make him two coffees and shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
He's going to look like the big G and he's going to be in love with me. That's what you have to do as a woman.
I'm so glad I don't care about looking cool or powerful or like I'm a ladies man to other men. Fuck other men. Sorry, fellas. I mean, this is a channel for men, but I'm just talking about my personal life. I don't give a fuck what other men think about me. Honestly, even though this is a channel for men, I don't respect most men. But even the men I don't respect, I still want to help them when it comes to dealing with bitches. Because when women are in the lead in society, everything goes to shit. But on a personal one-on-one level, no. I don't think most guys are respectable, honorable men. Maybe 10-20%.
I like you, you like me, you know what I'm saying? Before we even, you know, take it to that level, you know what I'm saying? Let's just, you know what I'm saying? Get out of the way, you know what I'm saying? So tell me like about your past and stuff.
I've had a lot of inappropriate relationships with men, with women. A lot of men, a lot of women. I was fucking, I was sucking, I was in bars, cars, closets,
right.
Trains. Basically, I had a couple ran on me. I'm a runner, I'm a track star, all of that. Uh-huh. Like, it was bad, and I'm not proud of it.
Now, okay, I want to say this. If a woman is being this honest with you about her past, she's not feeling you like that. You think she gonna tell that to a dude she really want to get with and be with and try to lock down? No, she's gonna put on her best good girl performance and she gonna say, oh, I only been with 3 guys. If a woman being this fucking honest, she probably ain't feeling you like that. Don't pursue anything serious with her. Maybe hit and leave it at that.
And I want to publicly apologize for my choices and my decisions.
Yeah.
You know, I was eating ass.
Wow.
And I don't even do that.
Well, you ain't really did. I'm saying you ain't did too much. You know what I'm saying? So, but look, my mama calling me right back.
So I've been thinking lately about the future, and I'm having some reservations about my current GF. I think I've had reservations about all my prior GFS, but my current one is taking things a bit more seriously than the others. Everything I think kind of in the relationship is going well, but I am worried about her future. We broke into the 5-month mark of dating not too long ago. She went to college with me and got a degree that she doesn't seem to use. I don't want to give out too much info, but she's got a degree in a business field. But, even when she was in high school, she had a job at the mall doing retail clothing sales. She kept that job all through high school and college and still works there. It's like a lower tier job where you fold clothes and stuff and manage a staff of part-time high school students. She was promoted to assistant manager, where at least one of the other assistant managers or key holders I think she might be is 18 and still in high school. I feel like she is aged out of her position and only has her current job because she stayed there long term. We discussed the way the business looks, and it looks like there isn't much room for advancement there for her, and I want to tell her to leave, but I don't know how. I made a passing comment to which she made some considerations, and the best thing she even came up with is posting adult content online. She's still weighing that consideration.
It always goes back to the sex trade, doesn't it? When life get hard, sell pussy. Well, I would just say off top, if she considering sex work, she ain't wifey material to begin with. But let's just say you do want to keep dating her. This isn't the type of woman, from what I understand, that's going to have a highfalutin job. So if you got big plans for the future, it need to be based off what you going to accomplish, not her. I mean, you might as well let that go. I don't think she's going to be a lawyer at any point or anything like that, or make a 6 figures.
I think she's comfortable where she works, but how do I tell her to be a bit more ambitious without being an ass? Or, am I the ass for wanting her to do something different? I feel like I can't take her places or introduce her to people because we're in different places in our job lives.
I mean, yeah, you sound like a bitch. That's something that these modern women will say. Like, oh, I can't date him because he don't make enough money and I won't impress my friends, you know, with what job he do. Yeah, you sound like a bitch. Respectfully. Good luck, man. If you're looking for a lawyer or a 6-figure bitch or a bitch who an architect, man, good luck. I think you're looking for the wrong things in a woman. You definitely looking for the wrong things in a woman. I would say stop trying to impress your colleagues or friends or whatever with what job somebody had. That's bullshit. I hate that status stuff, man. I really do. If your friends gonna look down on you based on what job your girlfriend have, you need to get some new friends, man. Really.